This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. More earthquakes continue to rattle China's northwest. The latest is a 4.5 magnitude quake which hit early this morning in Gansu. That follows a 5.1 magnitude shaker which hit the northwestern province yesterday afternoon. And those come less than a day after a quake measuring 5.5 hit along the border area among Gansu, Sichuan, and Shanxi. That trembler was followed by a larger and more devastating 6.0 magnitude earthquake, which hit Xinjiang's northwest border area with Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. No fatalities have been reported. The death toll from a massive explosion in Guizhou now stands at 7, with at least 25 others in critical condition following a massive blast in the city of Fuchuan. Two trucks loaded with explosive blew up in front of a vehicle testing station in the city, which is about 100 kilometers east of Guizhou's capital, Guiyang. The blast destroyed a number of nearby cars and also did considerable damage to a nearby apartment block. An estimated 200 people have been hurt in that explosion. Searchers in Henan have now given up hope of finding anyone alive following last week's coal mine explosion in the city of Jiaozhou. Blasts ripped through the mine 6 days ago, trapping the miners underground. Managers at the state-run mine are being blamed for not doing enough to prevent the gas buildup which led to the blast. Investigations into the explosion are continuing. Chinese President Hu Jintao has continued his state visit to Austria with a tour of Mozart's home in Salzburg. He's also visited a farm outside the city. During Hu Jintao's visit to the birthplace of the 18th century composer Mozart, the Chinese president said that art can serve as a bridge for communication and a message of friendship between different people. He's also expressed his hope that China and Austria can strengthen their cultural ties. Chinese president has also toured a milk farm near Salzburg. Following his trip to Austria, Hu Jintao is going to fly to France to attend a summit of the G20 slated for Thursday and Friday in Cannes, France. Members of the Israeli cabinet are now threatening to demand an all-out assault on Hamas in Gaza. Following days of rocket attacks and counterattacks in southern Gaza, a number of members of Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet are now set to call for an emergency meeting to discuss a large-scale operation. Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman is on record as saying that Hamas must be toppled. A series of rocket attacks from southern Gaza since the weekend, followed by reprisal attacks by the Israeli Air Force, has left close to a dozen people dead, despite attempts by the Egyptian authorities to broker a truce. Secretary General of the Arab League, Nabil El Arabi, says that the regional bloc is going to play a vital role in Libya's reconstruction. He's made the comments following a meeting with outgoing head of Libya's National Transitional Council, Abdel Jalil. The Arab League is planning to send a delegation to Libya after the end of Ramadan. At the same time, South African President Jacob Zuma is again expressing his concerns over Libya's future. Zuma says the killing of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi creates an uneasy feeling in Libya. Syria and the Arab League have now agreed on a plan to end the fighting in Syria. While the details of the plan have not been revealed, the Syrian government has announced that it is letting all the prisoners who did not commit murder out of jail. It's estimated that some 10,000 people have been detained since the unrest in the country began earlier this year. The official announcement of the deal is expected to be released later on this Wednesday by the Arab League in Cairo. Yahoo has announced that it's buying data-driven advertising network Interclick. The deal is said to be worth around $270 million U.S. Interclick is a technology company that provides data-targeted solutions. Some analysts say that Interclick's technology could help Yahoo grow its display advertising market to help it keep pace with Google and Facebook. Although suffering through some tough financial times, Yahoo still has around 700 million visitors a month. The latest connotation of Apple's iPhone is now set to hit the shelves in a couple of days in Hong Kong. Apple has announced that the iPhone 4S is going to be on sale in Hong Kong on Friday. The phone is also going to be on sale in South Korea and 13 other places on Friday as well. Still no word on availability on the mainland. The iPhone 4S, which is essentially the same model as the iPhone 4 but with new hardware, is already coming under fire. Many of its owners have been complaining that the battery life is not up to expectations. Apple is reportedly investigating. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.